Nearly 200,000 Malians have fled to neighboring countries over the past year to escape the rebel violence in the north of the country. The fighting escalated in January of this year with the arrival of French troops to the region. Catholic Relief Services is one of the relief agencies working with displaced persons fleeing the crisis. Anne Schneibel spoke to CRS Regional Information Officer for West and Central Africa, Helen Blakesley, about the situation on the ground.
Many tens of thousands of people have left their homes in the north. They left everything behind them, so what they have is very little. They've often made long journeys, arduous journeys, and this has been happening since the beginning of the crisis last year, last April, in fact. So we find that there are some people around the middle of the country, around the Mopti region. Others have made the trip right down to Bamako. The people that we have seen in Bamako particularly they've been staying with relatives and family members if they can. Otherwise, they're having to rent rooms, often living in very crowded conditions. I met a family last week who are literally sharing a bathroom between 20 people. And their immediate needs, obviously, as well as shelter, are water, food, health bills, school fees. And that's what CRS is trying to do. We target the most vulnerable people in Bamako. We're helping around 4,000 at the moment. That should be rising soon as we fight to get more funding. And we give them cash each month to spend on the needs that they see necessary so they can make that choice and maintain their dignity.
Now, what are the humanitarian aid agencies doing to help these refugees? And what are some of the needs that these refugees still have at this point?
Well, the people who fled to the Mopti region, CRS has been involved in distributing food, cash, toiletries. We built some latrines and kitchens at a site near Sévaré. Up there, we reached around 7,000 households. We're talking about 50,000 people. At the moment, we're just assessing what the newly displaced people need, and we're coordinating with different partners like Caritas to try and get as much funding as possible. What we're finding as well, that some people who fled a few months ago, who've been staying with relatives, the strain is getting quite a lot, you know, that people are sharing what they have with their extended family, you know, the CRS cash that we give each month, that helps. But it's stressful for the households. There's quite a lot of flux. They don't know when they'll be going home. The military situation in the north, you know, is still ongoing. And the displaced families I've spoken to have basically said, you know, they're too scared to go home just yet. They want to be really sure that it's safe up there, because what they saw and what they experienced was very traumatizing. So they're just making sure before they go home.